Today we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Ches Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the top of the page in Daf Ches Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is continued to discuss things that we're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So says the Mishnah, Ein Chofrin Kuchen Ukvaros B'Moed. We're not allowed to dig graves on Chol HaMoed. Av Mechan Chines HaKuchen B'Moed. But if you have a pre-dug grave that just needs a little adjusting, you're allowed to adjust the size of the grave on Chol HaMoed. Va'osin Nivreches B'Moed. You're allowed to make the little pool of water where you do your laundry on Chol HaMoed, because apparently that's not such a big tircha. The aron im ha-meis b'chatzar, you're also allowed to build an aron, a coffin, as long as there's a dead body in the chatzar, in that courtyard, you're allowed to build a coffin for him on Chol HaMoed, because everyone will realize if there's a dead body there that you're doing it for the sake of the dead body. But if the dead body's not there in the chatzar, you're not allowed to do it because people will assume that you're making it for some other purpose other than to bury the dead, like to put something away in there or something like that, and that would be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Ela im ken yesh im nesarim. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you're allowed to build a coffin, you're only allowed to build a coffin if you already have pre-cut boards from which to make the coffin. But you're not allowed to go chop wood and turn the wood into boards and sand it down and all that. You're not allowed to do all that work. That's too much of a tircha. Says Gemara, my kuchen and my kvaros. We said two different terms in the Mishnah to describe graves. Kuchen and kvaros. What's the difference between them? Amar Rav Yehuda, kuchen b'chafira. Kuchen means something that's dug underground. They would dig like a cave underground, and then they would hollow out part of the walls of the cave to bury the dead in those walls. Ukvaros bebinyan. Kvaros are above ground, where they would build above ground and then dig into the walls above ground to bury the dead. Tanya mihachi, eluin kuchen veluin kvaros, kuchen bechaviro, kvaros bebinyan. That's exactly what the Brisa says is the difference between kuchen and kvaros, that kuchen are dug below ground, kvaros are above ground. Aval mechanchen is a kuchen, but you are allowed to fix graves on Chol HaMoed. Ketzad mechanchen, what does it mean to fix them? Amar Rav Yehuda Shemaya aruch mekatzro, let's say it was too long, the dead person was very short, so you're allowed to shorten it. Masnizatana marach bo marachiv bo, that if it's too short, you can lengthen it. If it's not wide enough, the dead man was fat, let's say, so you could broaden it, you could widen it in order to accommodate the size of the person that you're burying. So main point number one, we can't dig underground or above ground graves, but can adjust existing graves. So we're not allowed to dig neither underground nor above ground graves, but you're allowed to adjust graves that are pre-existing graves. Now says the Gemara further, Va'osin Nevrechas. We said you're allowed to make the pool by which they would do their laundry on Chol HaMoed. That's not considered too much of a tircha. My Nevrechas. What exactly is a Nevrechas? I'm review the Zu Bekia. Nevrechas is a Bekia. Another word to describe that same pool. Says the Gemara Vatanya Nevrechas VaBekia. But we have a Brisa that lists as two separate items a Nevrechas and a Bekia. Sounds like it can't be the definition of a Nevrechas if it's listed as a separate item. Amar Abaye Vitem Rav Kahana Giha Ubar Giha. They both mean the pool that you do laundry. One is just a larger pool, one is just a smaller pool. So sometimes we'll list them separately, sometimes we'll list them as the same item. Aron imameis b'chatzer. We said v'aron imameis b'chatzer. You're allowed to build the aron as long as the dead body's in the chatzer. Tanina la. We already learned this in a brisa. D'tan rabbanan. Osin kol tzarch emes. You're allowed to do whatever you need for the dead body on Chol HaMoed. Goes in lo sa'aro. You can cut his hair. Mechapsin lo ksuso. You can clean the clothing, the tachrichon that you're going to bury him in. V'osin lo aron. You could build a coffin for him. Min nesarim am nesarim. Erev Yom Tov. Provided that the boards from which you're going to make the aron are already prepared before Yom. You can even make the boards on Yantif as long as you do it privately in your own house. So main point number two, if the mace is in the chatzer, if the dead body's in the chatzer, we can make an aron, we can make a coffin from pre-existing boards, but a machlokas whether you can make the boards themselves on Chol HaMoed. New Mishnah. This Mishnah is a critical Mishnah about getting married on Chol HaMoed. Ein nosin nashim b'moed. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Lo besulos v'lo manos, whether it's a first marriage or a second marriage. V'lo miyabmin, you're not allowed to do yibum on Chol HaMoed, which is when a woman's husband dies without any children. So the brothers marry the wife. You're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Mnesh simchilo, because these are joyous, festive things. And you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara will discuss why not. I thought Chol HaMoed's a happy time. Should be allowed to do joyous, festive things. Aval machziru es grushaso. However, you're allowed to remarry a woman that you have previously divorced on Chol HaMoed. Apparently, that's not as great of a simcha because it's someone that you've already been with. Va'ose isha tachshita b'moed. A woman is allowed to prepare her jewelry and her perfumes on Chol HaMoed and get all decked out on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tasud mnesh nivalula. The one beauty product she's not allowed to use is hair removal beauty products, because that involved like putting plaster or mud on her body or on her face, and when she would remove it, it would turn her all red and it was uncomfortable. So ultimately, it will make her more beautiful, but it's a real pain to do. So you don't want to do that on Chol HaMoed. Hahedyot tofer kedarko. If you have someone who's not a professional tailor, they can sew in the normal way because what they're doing is not so professional anyway. Va'uman machliv. But if you have a professional tailor, a professional seamstress, when they sew on Chol HaMoed, they have to do it in a way with an unusual type of stitching. Misargin es hamitos, you're allowed to strap the beds to make the beds ready for use. Rabbi Yossi Yomer mimatchin. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to be misargin, but you could be mimatchin. The Gemara will explain what the difference between those two ways of preparing a bed actually are. That's going to be a Gemara that we're going to get to later on. We're not there yet. Okay, says the Gemara now. First halach we said in this Mishnah is that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha. Says Gemara, why does that make any sense? V'chi simcha hi lo mayhavi. So what that it's a simcha? Why is that a problem? Amar Avidor Meshmuel. So the Gemara is going to have four answers, four explanations why you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because it's simcha. What the problem of having the simcha of getting married on Chol HaMoed is? Amar Avidor Meshmuel v'chein Amar Blazer Amar Biyoshiv Amila Amar Blazer Amar Chanina. Here's the key line. Lafi, very important concept. She'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. It's because you're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha. You're supposed to be celebrating Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to mix it with the simcha of a wedding. Second answer. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Mnei Shemaniach simcha. We're afraid you're not going to do the Simchas HaRegel because you're going to be so caught up with the Simcha of getting married, so you're going to forget about the Simcha of Yom Tov. Third answer, Amalei Abayil Rav Yosef, Hadra Baravuna de Ravhu, Damar of Daniel Barkatino, Amrav, Minayin Shein Osanash. Oh, this isn't the third answer yet. This is just explaining. Rav Baravuna's answer is actually the same thing that Rav said. Damar of Daniel Barkatino, Amrav, Minayin Shein Osanash and Bemoed. Rav said, how do I know you don't get married on Moed? Shenemar, Vesamachta Bechagecha. That Pasuk says you should be joyous in your Chag. The simcha has to be a simcha that comes about because of the chag, not a simcha that comes about because you're getting married. Someone who's misameach with their wife is not experiencing simcha as a result of the chag. Third answer now, Ula Amr Mipnei HaToreach. You can't get married on Chol HaMoed because getting ready for a wedding involves a lot of work. And you're going to have to prepare for all the guests that are going to come there to be misameach you at the wedding. It's a big, big tircha. And you're not allowed to go through a big tircha on Chol HaMoed. That's called excessive tircha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, our fourth explanation, Mnei Bittel Peri of Rivia. If it were permissible to get married on Chol HaMoed, everyone would do it. So let's say you're in the middle of January winter vacation or something, and you fall in love and you want to get married, but you realize that middle of January, you're in your middle of your work week. To take off now and get married and take off a week for Shavuot, it's gonna, you know, you don't want to have to take off more from work than necessary. Oh, but you're gonna be taking off on Pesach anyway, so just wait a few months and you'll get married then. We're afraid that it's going to cause people to delay getting married. That's going to cause a bittul of the mitzvah of Puravu. They're going to neglect the mitzvah of Puravu for those few months because they're not getting married. They're delaying their wedding till the next time Chol HaMoed arrives. So that's why we say, you know what? You can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Get married as soon as you can. So main point number three, four opinions why not to get married on Chol HaMoed. A, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix two Simchas. B, the simcha you experience in Chol HaMoed has to be Chol HaMoed simcha, not marriage simcha. C, tareach. It's going to be too much of a burden to prepare for the wedding in Chol HaMoed. D, bitul peruvu. If you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed, everyone's going to only get married in Chol HaMoed, they're going to delay their wedding. So I asked the Gemara Meis, I'll ask you a question. All the people who said that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, Mutr Lisa Erev HaRegel, they're allowed to get married on Erev Yom Tov, Kasha Lekulhu. That's a kasha on all four reasons for what that we said that you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. Because even if you get married Erev Yom Tov, you're still, it should still be a problem of being Mesameach with your wife, because it's still Shavuot Brachos, so you're mixing the Simchas HaRegel with another Simcha, and it's also going to be a big Tircha during the Shavuot Brachos week, and it's also going to cause a person to delay getting married until then, because you'd rather have Shavuot Brachos during Chol HaMoed. So all four reasons are still going to be a problem. So says Gemara, no, none of the reasons are going to be a problem. Lo kasha, lemadiyam mishum simcha. The one that says that the reason is because of ein marvin simcha b'simcha, or even the second reason that said that the reason is that you have to focus on the simcha of Chol HaMoed when it's Chol HaMoed, not the simcha of getting married. Ikar simcha chad yomahu. The real simcha of getting married is only on the wedding day. So as long as you make the wedding day before Yantif, you don't have to worry that the sheva brachas are going into Yantif. Lemadiyam mishum tircha. According to the third reason, that it's going to cause excessive tircha of getting ready for the wedding. Ikar tircha chad yomahu. The real tircha is also only on the wedding day. And the one that's concerned that you're going to delay getting married till Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's going to cause you not to have children as quickly as you can. To get married for one day of Erev Yom Tov, a person's not going to delay. Meaning, a person's not going to delay his wedding for a one-day window where he might be able to get married. If you had a whole Chol HaMoed where you could figure it out and schedule accordingly, so then you might delay your wedding to fit it sometime within Chol HaMoed week. But for one day, a person is not going to delay his wedding. Okay, next time when we learn Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss further the concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Tes Amud Aleph will be a little bit of a longer Amud.